Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Strappolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Google announced it will delay enforcement of requiring apps in the Google Play Store to use Play billing in India until April 2022. Last week, Google announced that all apps would have until September 30th, 2021 to use Play billing for in-app transactions, which gives Google a 30% cut. This comes after the Economic Times of India reported that over 50 Indian technology entrepreneurs petitioned the government to create an Indian digital app ecosystem. Google says this delay is not a change in its long-term business model, rather designed so that businesses are not unduly stressed by the policy. Apple announced its iPhone 12 event for October 13th at 10 a.m. Pacific time with a tagline, "High speed," which likely points to 5G connectivity and an A14 processor and a rumored 4 new iPhone 12 models. The event will be virtual and streamed from Apple Park. Google has renamed its set of online productivity and collaboration tools from G Suite to Google Workspace, with new logos for its apps and a few new features the company announced this summer, such as creating and collaborating on documents with guests in chat rooms and previewing linked files in Docs, Sheets, and Slides without having to open them in a new tab. If you @mention someone in a document, Workspace will pop up a smart chip to show you contact details and suggest other actions. G Suite launched back in 2016. Sources speaking to Politico say Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Google's Sundar Pichai, and Twitter's Jack Dorsey have agreed to remotely testify before the Senate Commerce Committee on October 28th regarding Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. Last week, the Senate committee unanimously voted to send subpoenas to the three CEOs, but have not been formally issued. A U.S. House Judiciary Subcommittee released a report on competitive practices of Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Alphabet. The report says that all four companies have monopoly power and suggests changes to antitrust law that could result in some businesses being separated. The report recommends prohibiting dominant platforms from entering adjacent lines of business, shifting the burden of proof to companies to show acquisitions would not be anti-competitive. It also recommends preventing platforms from preferring their own services, requiring interoperability and data portability, eliminating forced arbitration clauses to allow for more class action lawsuits, and otherwise strengthening the FTC and Department of Justice. Slack announced Connect DMs to let you collaborate with users outside of a company by sending an invite. A concept called verified organizations helps prevent phishing attacks and other problems. Slack admins will also get a managed connection feature to control which individuals can connect from the outside. Slack is also introducing a video snippet feature called Stories for status updates or agenda items, and Instant Audio, a push-to-talk feature for impromptu conversations. IBM announced it plans to spin off its managed infrastructure services unit into a separate publicly traded company. This will not include the company's server business, but will include IBM's managed services aimed at legacy infrastructure and digital transformation. IBM reported the unit had $19 billion in annual revenues in the last year. IBM expects the spinoff to be completed by the end of 2021, with the new company having 90,000 employees, as well as 4,600 large enterprise clients across 115 countries. Facebook announced it will stop running all political and social issue ads after the polls for the U.S. election close on November 3rd. The company said this was a temporary step to reduce opportunities for confusion or abuse. Facebook previously announced it would add a label to any post from a candidate or political party claiming victory in the U.S. presidential election prior to it being called by a major news outlet. The Wall Street Journal reports that, according to sources, AMD is in talks to buy the chipmaker Xilinx in a deal that could be valued at over $30 billion. The deal could reportedly be finalized by next week, although sources say negotiations previously stalled before restarting recently. Xilinx is the maker of FPGAs, reprogrammable chips currently used in things like early 5G rollout, military communications, radar systems, and, increasingly, in specific machine learning applications. Back in 2015, Intel acquired the prominent FPGA maker Altera for $16.7 billion. Oracle and Google argued their case over the Java API in front of the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday. Justice Stephen Breyer appeared to lean toward Google. Several other justices, including Chief Justice Roberts, were sympathetic with Oracle's copyright claim. Justice Gorsuch raised questions about whether appeals courts were sufficiently deferential to a jury finding in Google's favor. A decision is expected by the end of June. And finally, AMD announced its Ryzen 5000 series of processors for desktops, the first to feature the Zen 3 architecture. AMD says there is a 19% increase in instructions per clock and a higher max boost speed to boot. The top-of-the-line Ryzen 9 5950X model has 16 cores, 32 threads, a max boost speed of 4.9 GHz for $799. All Ryzen 5000 series chips will be available November 5th, starting at $299 at the entry level. AMD also announced the Radeon RX 6000 Big Navi graphics cards will be announced on October 28th. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.